الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها أربعة حرم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. It is narrated, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that a person who will read the 10 following ayats, they are great virtues for that person. And it was a common practice amongst the Sahaba that they should say, we haven't seen an intelligent person who doesn't read these 10 ayat at night. The Sahaba, the Ulul Albab, the true people of intelligence, they should say from amongst them, we haven't met a person who is an intelligent person. That is, he knows the goodness of him and what is the harm and where he can benefit, but that he reads these 10 ayat. The 10 ayat are from Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun. 5 ayat there. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum till the ruku. Then the last 3 ayats of Surah Baqarah, lillahi ma fis samawati, till the end. A person who reads that, the virtues of them are very great and tremendous. The one is a person who reads this in the morning, shaitan stays away from him the whole day. If he reads it at night, shaitan stays away from him the whole night. It is shaitan who makes us kumad guna, become angry, look at evil things. Read this and shaitan stays away from you. So you don't have any of that problems. A person who reads these 10 ayat, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala saves him from unpleasant surprises in his wealth and his family. He won't hear anything unpleasant as far as his wealth is concerned, finances, and as far as his family is concerned, by reading these 10 ayat. If you read these 10 ayat and blow on a mad, insane person, he will also come right. So powerful these ayat are. And if you read these 10 ayat at whichever place, at home, in the morning, shaitan doesn't enter that house the whole day. And if you read it at night, shaitan doesn't come in that house the whole night. And where shaitan isn't, the malaika are there. And they bring all Allah's rahmat, barakat, love between family members, understanding, controlling of temper, etc. And also, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, student says that a person will read these 10 ayat at night, he will not forget his Quran Sharif. And forgetting of Quran Sharif is the hifz also, but particularly it refers to reading, looking inside. There are many people, very common, they go till madrasa, maktab, till standard 5, grade 7. That is, they are about 13 years then. After that, now when they go to high school, they say, too much work, we can't manage madrasa. Till 18, 5 years, they didn't go madrasa. And usually that is a state of ghaflat, a time of ghaflat. They don't even touch the Quran Sharif. And then perhaps they go now to university, college, another 5, 6, 7 years. So about 12 years or so. And then they get married, also still unmindful. After that, then they've forgotten Quran Sharif. They can't look inside also and read. And the terrible punishment that is referred to in the hadith for forgetting Quran Sharif is looking inside and forgetting it. So Allah Ta'ala protect us all. So these 10 ayats are very valuable. We should try and read them every morning, every night. So, Alif Lam Mim Tal Muflihun, Ayatul Kursi Tal the Ruku, and Lillahi Ma Fis Samawati Tal the End. Try and read this every day. The virtues are very great. we read it, Shaitan will stay away from us. And we will be saved from surprises, unpleasant surprises in our family and as far as our wealth is concerned. We read it at home, etc., then Shaitan doesn't enter that home. You read it on a mad person too, you will also get, he'll come right. And we won't forget our Quran Sharif. So Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat al-kareema that I've recited, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna fi khalq as-sama, inna iddatu shuhuri inda Allah. The number of months by Allah Ta'ala, in the system of Allah Ta'ala, ithna ashara shahran. 12 months Allah has made. Whether it is the lunar calendar, which we normally follow, our Hijri calendar is the lunar connected with the moon. It is also 12 months, starting with the month of Muharram and ending with the month of Zulhijjah. 12 months our lunar calendar has got. And Allah Ta'ala has desired ease and comfort, easiness for this ummah. We don't have to break our heads in big calculations. So to know the beginning of the month, we don't need astronomical calculations to work it out. You just look and see the moon. You saw the moon, what the conditions of its acceptance, the month has started. You haven't seen it, this month is 30, the next month will start after that. So straightforward for the whole ummah, in the whole world, it is so easy. To work it out with astronomical calculations is a big job. You need a lot of other mathematical info, new knowledge, etc. Allah made it very easy. And so our 12 months, Allah made it like that. As far as our salat is concerned, Allah connected it with the sun, not with the moon. To work out with the moon, that when it will be Fajr time, when it will be Zohar time, it can be, but it's very, very difficult. Lot of calculations are required. But with the sun, everyone can see that now the Subah Sadiq has taken place. It's time for Fajr. Everyone can see sun has risen now. Zohar time, easy to see that midday has now come. Just put a stick, and you see the shadow is long on one side. And as the day goes up the sun, the shadow becomes shorter. When it reaches its shortest, and now if the sun will go the other side, that is the wild time now. Anyone, anywhere in the world can calculate it. Asr time, also before sunset, you can make out now the sun is going to set. Maghrib is sunset time. Isha, after sunset, when the whiteness in the sky has disappeared, now it is sunset. Everyone, whether he's living in a mountain, in a jungle, he can also see it. Whether he knows math, arithmetic, science, astronomy, nothing. But he can calculate. So Allah has made it easy. And for this, Allah has made 12 months, even according to the solar calendar, which is normally measured with January till December. That is calculated with that. So Allah says, Inna iddata shuhuri, the number of months by Allah, Allah fixed us. We think that we made it. Man made this calendar and that, it is from Allah's side. Allah made it for us. Everything of our worldly needs also, Allah has made them for us. And a person who realizes this, like for example, for eating, we don't think about it, but there are billions, not millions, billions and trillions of things that at work before we can put one morsel in our mouth. That one morsel may be having some roti bread. For that roti bread, the flour, then there is some salt that is added, there is water that is used, the fire that is made in order to bake it, billions of things behind that. And then in that roti, we put, for example, we took a piece of meat, mutton or chicken or whatever else it might be. Maybe some little vegetables, 2 or 3 kinds of vegetables. Then the spices. Then it was grown. All the people who had to work to grow it. And then it was transported. For transporting all the trucks, etc., which are required. And then it is transported on road, the making of the roads, all the people who work for the roads. And then if it's from overseas, it was taken to the docks. And then all the work at the docks, the loading of it on the ships, and in today's times, what all the computer work, the paperwork that is done, and then the cranes that are used, everything has got unlimited. Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayh, on one occasion after Maghrib, thought of one ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, made shukr. Then he realized in that ni'mat there are another 10 ni'mats. And he started making shukr. In each ten, on one of the 10, another 100 ni'mats. In each one of that 100, another 1,000 ni'mats. His whole night past making shukr to Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately, we don't make no shukr. We don't think of any of the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. On the other hand, if our wife, children, they don't appreciate, we say you people don't appreciate. And what do we appreciate by Allah Ta'ala? And the wife will say to the husband, I do so much for you, you never appreciate. But what do we appreciate of Allah Ta'ala? We have to appreciate Allah's ni'mat and also the ni'mat which Allah has made through mankind. That also we should appreciate. So anyway, so all these great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, Allah has given us. So these, the calendar also is a great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, who will know that today is the 20th? Now the 20th of Jamadul Ukhra has started. Allah made it for us. The measurement of the time. And measurement of time is also another very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. The announcement was made that majlis will be 8:15 to 8:45. If we did not have the measurement of time, how should we know that what time? That Isha is going to be 9 o'clock. Maghrib is going to be 7:07, 7:08, whatever the time. How we should work out these things? Our ages, how we should work out? When are we baligh? When is it Hajj? When is it Ramadan? For dunya's matters, for deen's matters, these are great, great ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So of this time, Allah Ta'ala says, مِنْهَا and this, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاءَ إِنَّ عِدَّةُ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِثْنَا عَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. It is written in the book of Allah, the original book, Lohi Mahfuz, which is kept by Allah Ta'ala. That is the original big register and book of Allah Ta'ala. There Allah Ta'ala has written it. And then it was written there, and when it came to be executed, to be made, like we have a plan of a house, the plan is on paper. Now when the builders start building, they look at the plan, and according to that they start building. So Allah says that it was in the book also, and when Allah created the earth, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, when Allah Ta'ala created the heavens of the and the earth, that 12 months was which was written, Allah made it come here. So now the construction of it took place, that 12 months Allah Ta'ala made. And of these 12 months, Allah Ta'ala says, مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ, 4 months are sacred months. Very special months Allah had declared. Of our 4 months of the year, they are very, very sacred. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. So in these 4 months, don't make any zulam to yourself. Don't do any harm to yourself. Don't wrong yourself. And whatever guna a person commits, a sin, disobedience of Allah, he doesn't harm Allah Ta'ala. All the world together can commit sin, it doesn't harm Allah Ta'ala. The whole world together can be 100% obedient to Allah, it doesn't benefit Allah Ta'ala. The benefit and harm is for ourselves. If we sin, we are harming ourselves. If we do good, we are doing good. Man ahsana fali anfusi. If we do good, it is for yourself. وَمَنْ أَسَىٰ فَعَلَيْهَا. And a person who does bad, the problem is with him. He is going to suffer the consequences. So by sinning and disobeying Allah Ta'ala, we are just harming ourselves. Some things are very open, like drug abuse, liquor, alcohol, womanizing. These are very open. Then things like gambling, interest might not be so easily open or apparent, but just a scratch on the surface and you'll realize also how harmful it is. that missing of namaz, it might not seem harmful, but it is the worst harm a person causes himself when he when he misses his namaz, when he does not make his namaz properly. Well, today we are in such a condition that we haven't got an Islamic ethos and Islamic environment. All of us, though we might think I'm pious, I'm in deen, etc., but if we want to have tea, we take time to have the tea. We don't just rush through having tea. And we make sure we have some biscuits also. Without the biscuits, we don't have the tea. And, for example, if they say there's 10 minutes before namaz, we'll say it's too little time, I'll have the tea after namaz. Because we want to have it properly. We want to share food also. We'll adjust our namaz times so we can have proper time to eat. So we can sit down and have time. But ask ourselves, who of us ever thought that for my namaz I must have proper time? How I my tea, I want to have it. Water also, we'll sip and drink it. One glass water, we won't just gulp it down. We will take our time and we'll have it. Sometimes if we're in a hurry, we just rush through. But normally, we want to have it properly. And we take time for it. But for our namaz, when do we take out time? That I'm going to make my namaz with ease and comfort. Instead of 3 subhanallahs, I'll read 5, 7 times. Instead of wal atrin inna atayna, I will read longer surahs, etc. Normally, we don't do that. Namaz, we just want to finish it up. So all this is zulm on oneself. We are depriving ourselves of great, great good, and we are harming ourselves very greatly. So whatever disobedience of Allah, if it is to the level of kufr and shirk, is the worst harm we are causing ourselves. If it is other haram, to that level, and even the small things which we regard as small, that is also harm to ourselves. And whatever good we do is only for ourselves. So may Allah give us this understanding. So of that 4 months, which are the sacred months, the month of Rajab is right on our heads already. Today is the 20th, which has started now from Maghrib time. So another 9 or 10 days, depending when the moon will be sighted, then will be the first of Rajab. These Ashur-e-Hurum have started here. This is 1 month here, and which comes separately. And the other 3 months will be Zulqada, Zulhijjah, and Muharram. Those are the 3 other months which come consecutive, one after the other together. So here we are already at this month here. Another 9, 10 days, and we'll be there. And the first of Rajab is also very particular. Especially the du'as of the first night of Rajab are very readily accepted. So we should not be unmindful. We should be watching for the moon, for the news of the sighting of the moon, and then we should engage in du'as. If we can't make whole night du'as, we can't make half the night, we can't make for 1 hour, half an hour, at least 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but let us make sure that on this night, the first of Rajab, we spend in du'as. Whether it is after Maghrib, whether it is after Isha, whether it is at Tahajjud time, but let us make sure. And there are so many du'as that we have to make. For each and everything we have to make du'a. Nothing is in our control, nothing is in anyone else's control. And our shop can't benefit us and give us profits without the will of Allah Ta'ala. Medicines which we have cannot benefit us without the will of Allah Ta'ala. Food which we eat, water what we drink, it cannot quench our thirst, it cannot satiate our hunger without the will of Allah Ta'ala. We need Allah Ta'ala all the time. And that is a banda who realizes he is in need of Allah all the time. And that gives expression, his hands get lifted up. And he's asking of Allah Ta'ala. And because we are continuously in need of Allah, Allah gave us our begging bowl all the time with us. Even middle of the night if we wake up, our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, says, when Allah wakes you up middle of the night, It isn't because of the cock crowing or a bang you heard or the phone rang or something. It was Allah's message to you. My banda, I'm thinking of you, you're sleeping. I'm waking you up. It was Allah's alarm clock that woke you up. You started itching, scratching somewhere, and it woke you up from your sleep. Or you woke up now with a headache, or whatever now. It was actually Allah who was waking you up. Our Shaykh says, if you are too lazy to go and make wudu, and make 2 rakats of namaz, at least just sit up in your bed. And if you are too lazy for that, then even just lie down. And now you have to beg of Allah, you are too lazy to get up and go and get your begging bowl. A beggar, a professional beggar, has got a begging bowl that he keeps. Your begging bowl, we gave it with you. And if you just put your 2 hands together, that is your begging bowl. The 2 hands together, and the correct adab of it is, you must keep a little space between the 2 hands. So it's a broken bowl. So in other words, you are saying to Allah that if you put a little, it will fall through. You have to put a lot in this bowl, yes. So you, and then you see all your fingers are not one size, they're not level. So the bowl is all chipped and broken on the side. The middle it is broken. And then this bowl Allah Ta'ala gave us, if you look at it, then you'll see both hands Allah is written. The thumb is the alif, the 3 fingers are the 2 lambs, and then the ha, Allah. And on this side also Allah. And then if you see in your palms, on the right palm 18 is written, the Arabic 18. And the left palm 81. There's the 99 names of Allah Ta'ala. So to say, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Allah gave you the keyboard of all His Qudrat. You want Allah's mercy, call Ar-Rahman. You want rosy, ask Ar-Razzaq. You want spaciousness in your home, in yourself, within yourself, ask Al-Wasi'. You want knowledge, ask Al-Aleem. Everything what you want, Shifa, ask a Shifa. The 99 names Allah gave it to you. Whichever button you're going to press, that you are going to get. So Allah gave it to you ready. And then make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah's zikr also, Allah said, you don't need a tasbih also. You don't need a tasbih counter. On each finger, the 3 parts which are made. And we all read tasbih on our fingers. And there is a way to count up to 100,000 on your fingers you can count. Without a tasbih and that other little small where you count hundreds, etc. Or without a tasbih counter, you can make the zikr of Allah. Think of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah gave us, so it call upon Allah Ta'ala. So the first night of Rajab, and this is now the season of dua has started. The whole month of Rajab, which is Ashur-e-Hurum, in which du'as are readily accepted. And then comes the 15th night of Shaban. And then comes the month of Ramadan. It starts off with a great, great, great amount of Allah's mercy. And it just keeps on increasing till the last 10 nights. And then it keeps on increasing till Shab-e-Barat, the big, the great night of power. Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. And then the last night of Ramadan, the night of prize giving, the night of Eid, and the morning of Eid, all these great, great occasions are coming now. And then comes the month again of Zulqada, where the Ashur-e-Hurum start again. And from Shawwal, the season of Hajj is heralded in. From the first of Shawwal, the Mausam-e Hajj, the season of Hajj, which is a great, great, where a lover, his heart just gets pulled towards Allah Ta'ala. And you just want to go to Allah Ta'ala. Like small children, for example, they're just waiting for the holidays, then we are going to Nani's house. And they know they're going to be spoiled by Nani. And they will be out of the clutches of their mothers, who are very strict on them. You can't do this, you can't eat that. Nani will give them everything opposite now. And Nani will spoil, so they're just too easy to go, they're just too eager to go to Nani. So like that, the person who has the love of Allah, he'll be just pulled towards Allah during this time. Now the season of Hajj has started. And then the month of Zulhijjah comes. the great, great 10 days. The greatest night of the year is in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. And the greatest day of the year is in the first 10 days, the day of Arafat. The greatest day of the year. That great honor Allah Ta'ala gives. And of all the ibadat of Muzdalifah, Arafat, the night of Muzdalifah, the stay in Mina, in Makkah Sharif, at the Kaaba, du'as which are so readily accepted, and the heart melts there all the time. We just have to make our preparation, and we can get all this benefit. And then after that, the month of Muharram comes again. The first 10 days of Muharram are so valuable. The 9th and 10th again are so valuable. So this is the season now. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam taught us to appreciate this time by teaching us the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban. So we should start from now. So that when Rajab comes, as soon as the moon is sighted, we can start getting the barakat of Rajab. And it is a matter of just tuning in. And we will get all that. And if we don't tune in, then we will be deprived. Easy way to understand, as we are sitting here now, the air waves of, for example, Radio China is in the air. It's present. But we are not hearing Radio China. The Voice of America, BBC, any other radio station, Radio Pakistan, all the sounds are present at this moment in the air. If you just have that gadget, a transistor, a radio, and you just put your needle on the right place, and it corresponds now, it gets to that airwave, and you start hearing Radio China now. You'll hear Radio Pakistan now. You'll hear Voice of America. So it's just a matter of clicking in. And this, you need a transistor for it. You need that gadget for it. You have to have the knowledge where you must put your needle, on which band, AM, FM, whatever it is, all the exactly you have to put it there. And many times the transmission is not clear also. So the same way, all this barakat of these days are also. The barakat of Kaaba Sharif, which are tremendous. Kaaba Sharif's barakat, the one side is that Kaaba Sharif is directly between, below the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. In between is Baytul Ma'mur. Baytul Ma'mur is the Kaaba of the Qibla of the Malaika. So all the barakat, Ar-Rahmanu alal Arsh istawa. Ar-Rahman Allah Ta'ala, the outward translation is, He sat on His throne. But Allah is beyond sitting on a place. Allah is everywhere, all the time. The correct understanding is, Allah Ta'ala put all His great barakat, His security, His rahmat, all His great qualities, Allah put it on the arsh of Allah. And there it is there. And from there it descends through Baytul Ma'mur, where it is magnified now. It becomes even more stronger, more greater, and then it comes on the Kaaba Sharif. From the Kaaba now, it is distributed in the whole world. And whoever connects with the Kaaba, he will get all that barakat. If we want serenity in our lives, we want financial barakat, we want muhabbat and love in our lives, we want kindness and goodness, it is all there, we just have to tune in. But unfortunately, we are not doing that. And we are depriving ourselves, and other people can't see that if you want good life, just get it from the car free of charge. For a radio, I don't know now, but you needed a license. Legally, you should have a radio license in order to have a radio and listen to this. You don't need any of that license. Free of charge. And wherever you are, most of this, the transmissions and the radio stations, one person went to UK in those days, and at immigration, and they asked him a few questions. So as he was answering, then he was making some funny sounds also. So they asked, what is this funny sounds that you are making? He says, I learned English over the radio. And when the transmission should come, then all that funny sounds should come. So he thought that's part of the English language. So he should also use that funny, all that sounds as he was speaking, punctuating his language with all that funny sounds. So anyway, so that transmission is like that. But what we'll get from Kaaba is pure, and it is just for us to tune in. And now is the ideal season. Let us turn fully to Allah Ta'ala. The other great barakat of Kaaba Sharif, the Kaaba Sharif is a cube, is rectangle. It looks like a square. But the namazes that are around the Kaaba are all round. Right at the first saf also, they aren't like a square. The safs are not like a square. They are all round. And that is in the whole Haram Sharif. Outside the Haram Sharif, in the whole of Makkah, and the whole world's masjid, and human folk making namaz at home, all facing Kaaba. If we think of it, these safs are not only at Kaaba as we see in pictures and that, but it is in the whole world. Right till the end of the world, Fiji Islands this side, right to the west coast of America on that side, right to the north, England and Greenland, and right to the bottom, Cape Town and Perth and Australia. All the circles are everywhere. And in those circles, the people who are making namaz, they are great, great pious people also. Great, great, we don't know, somewhere in a jungle, somebody, a great wali of Allah, a great waliya of Allah, where and where in the jungles they are. And in any case, the malaika are also doing their duties throughout the world, all the time. Namaz time, they join in the namaz also. So all these people's barakat from Kaaba is distributing to all. All these barakat are also spreading in the whole world. And we can get all of that if we just tune in. But we don't tune in. When we make niyat, our consciousness is not that we are saying, I'm facing Kaaba. What is that? That I'm opening my heart for the barakat of Kaaba. But we don't do that. And then with our legs also, we don't face them towards the Qibla. We are deprived of that also. And throughout, when we are in sajda, our hands must be also facing the Qibla. But our hands are also facing west, east and west. Or they are facing the other way, east and west. Very seldom they are facing the Qibla. So we deprive ourselves. All that barakat, one rakat of namaz. There isn't one rakat of namaz, but like we count, one rakat can take us from where to where. One rakat of namaz, there is one ruku, two sajdas. One sajda, if we make it properly, it comes in the Hadith Sharif that so many people, Allah pays no attention to them in their namaz because their ruku is not correct. Their sajda is not correct. We are making sajda, our fingers are open. Fingers must be completely closed. Many of us, we don't pay any attention. Our good friends who are close also, but they also, years and years, it just carries on like that. Our namazes are not correct. So our sajda is not correct. Our ruku is not correct. Allah pays no attention. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person makes namaz for 60 years, and not one of his namaz is accepted by Allah. Because his ruku was not correct, his sajda was not correct. Imam Sheikh Sir Hindi, Al-Mujaddid Al-Fistani, rahmatullah, great, great, great wali of Allah, great arif of Allah. He says, all the postures of namaz, if they are done properly, then we'll get concentration in namaz. Almost all of us got the complaint, no concentration in namaz. Maybe little bit I concentrate and immediately it goes away again. My whole namaz without concentration. And such a namaz without concentration. On one occasion, a great king, he was sitting with his ministers, they were having a meeting. Who was this, of Afghanistan? Anyway, he was sitting, and while having a meeting with his ministers, one of the ministers fixed his button up here. He fixed it up, and he became extremely angry. He says, when you are in my meeting, how could your thought go to your button? Your full thought must be to me, what we are discussing here. How can you have attention? Like, for example, we are now sitting here, If I take out my phone now and I'm looking for this message and that message and I'm sending a message there and message and people all waiting and I'm busy with this, people will tell me, go outside. This is not the place. Or if somebody is sitting here, he takes out his phone now and he's looking at his messages, etc. It's not right at all. In meeting, we are meeting with Allah, not with one another. And we are looking for messages in our minds, thinking of this, thinking of that. And Allah knows perfectly what we are thinking. Allah is fully aware. Allah says, my banda, I'm giving you my full attention. When you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah replies. Allah gives us his full attention. Hamidani Abdi. Allah replies. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Allah replies that Abdi Asna Alayya, my banda has praised me. Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah Ta'ala says, Majjadani Abdi, my banda has realized my great honor and greatness of the day of Qiyamah. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ هَذَا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلْ. This is between me and my banda. And what my banda asked me, I have given it to him. And we paying no attention. You are doing not a million, 10 million deal. And you are paying no attention while you are having your meeting. You are signing a contract. You are ordering goods for millions of rand. And you are falling asleep there. You are busy with your phone here and you are laughing and smiling on your phone and your funny faces you are making according to the messages you are, and you are not engaged with Allah Ta'ala. And not one moment in the whole namaz we paid attention to Allah. And my namaz is made. And what kind of namaz we made? We have to learn namaz. So this is the occasion also in Ramadan, in the i'tikaf. Spend our time. Come for 40 days. Spend it, learn what the Kitab Anwar al-Salah. How many people who wanted to benefit have benefited? Others of ours, we read the Kitab and we still at the same place. No benefit we have taken. Mi'raj al-Mu'mineen, which is read for the ulama. What a Kitab and what real Mi'raj. But Ramzans are coming and going, we pay no attention, it makes no difference. Spend one Ramadan correctly. This beautiful, great day in Iddat al-Shuhur in Allah, Ithna Ashar, which are now starting, may appreciate our life will be made. Till mort our life will be made. Qabr's life will be made. And that is much more important and superior. The day of Qiyamah, crossing of Pul Sirat will be a pleasure and enjoyment. When other people, and it appears from the ayat of the Quran, it will be close family people will beg for Noor, because they will know us. And we will tell them, there the munafaqat will become clear. Here we stayed together with one another, the whole family, there we will have nothing to do. People will have nothing to do with the munafiqs there. So this is the time, make the best of it. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to appreciate this. Make this dua seriously now. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. And get prepared for this honorable, and don't let another Ramadan go wasted in front of us. We've got all the facilities. There are people who are craving to have this i'tikaf, who to be present. And they are dying for it. But it is difficult for various. We have it at our hands and we don't appreciate. Whoever can, the whole 40 days properly, spend it properly in the i'tikaf, take the full benefit, and then see what dollars and treasure Allah will give us. Not only of the Kaaba Sharif, not only of Quran Sharif, not only of Ramadan. This is a period, especially Ramadan, where all the namas Allah has put together. The greatest da'wat we can enjoy, where every dish, not a 7-course meal, not a 10-course meal, what a meal Allah is giving us. And it is already made for us, for just for the taking. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Short life we have got, not for holidays, not for investments, not for business, to earn our akhirat, to make our akhirat. And the greatest thing, to make Allah happy. A person who has made Allah happy, he has achieved everything. And if we didn't make Allah happy, we lost out on everything. May Allah give us all the opportunity.